This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Despite the White House's efforts to block his testimony, a federal judge ordered former White House counsel Don McGahn to testify before Congress. AP's Sagar Magani has more.
The judge says McGahn must comply with a subpoena related to the special counsel's Russia probe. That deals a blow to President Trump's bid to keep top aides from testifying, with the judge writing the president is not a king and cannot order them to defy Congress. The ruling could spur House Democrats to re-up efforts at getting more testimony from other officials, like former National Security Advisor John Bolton. But his lawyer is suggesting the court order has no bearing on whether Bolton and former Deputy Charles Kupperman will appear. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The Justice Department says it will appeal the judge's order keying up a precedent-setting case at the Supreme Court. Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam says she respects the results of Sunday's local election in which pro-democracy forces scored a sweeping victory. She said she'd reflect on them seriously, but she also says it's time for the protests to end.
As I have said repeatedly, resorting to violence will not give us that way forward. So please help us to maintain the relative calm and peace that we have seen in the last week or so and provide a good basis for Hong Kong to move forward.
The vote was a major symbolic blow to pro-China forces that dominate Hong Kong politics. It is also the latest evidence of public support for a five-month-old pro-democracy movement that has become increasingly aggressive. The vote will not significantly change the balance of power in Hong Kong's quasi-democratic political system, but the district council vote is seen as one of the most reliable indicators of public opinion since it's the only fully democratic election in Hong Kong. You're listening to VOA News. An earthquake in Albania has killed more than a dozen people, while a large rescue effort is now underway. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
The powerful pre-dawn earthquake collapsed at least three apartment buildings while people slept, and rescue crews are working to free people believed trapped. There's no indication as to how many people might still be buried in the rubble. The health ministry reports, as well as the dead, around 600 people at least have been injured, with some in serious condition. The 6.4 magnitude quake was felt across Europe's southern Balkans and was followed by multiple aftershocks. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Emissions Gap Report is one of several studies released ahead of UN climate talks in Madrid next week, aimed at spurring world leaders to limit climate change. The UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change last year warned of huge global changes if that target is not met, such as the loss of nearly all coral reefs and most Arctic sea ice. Inger Andersen is the executive director of the UN Environment Programs.
At this time, had we acted in 2010, we would have had to reduce our emissions by 3.3% a year. Now, because of climate procrastination, which we have essentially had during these 10 years, we are looking at a 7.6% reduction.
The report named the United States, Brazil, and Japan as large emitters who are falling short of their targets. Social media has become America's political news paradox. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports on a survey by the Associated Press and USA Facts.
Results show social media is the leading source of government news, with 54% of Americans saying they get political news there at least once a day. But poll results also show it's the least trusted, with only 11% of Americans saying they trust government information on social media. According to the survey, the most trusted source for government information is public TV and radio. Nearly a third say they have a great deal or quite a bit of trust in outlets such as PBS and NPR. I'm Mike Hempen.
Pakistan's highest court has temporarily suspended a government notification that allowed the country's powerful military chief to serve another full three-year term. Tuesday's unprecedented move by the Supreme Court came several months after Prime Minister Imran Khan issued the extension order for the chief of army staff, who is due to retire later this week. The court will hear the case again on Wednesday to determine whether the government's action was in line with legal requirements. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.